Well, it's a big show. Oh, it's a big bad show tonight. Oh, baby, come on. Oh. Yeah, it's a big show.
It's 8:57 here on the ticket. It's time for the biggest show coming to town this week. Brought to us by the good folks at the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com and check out their show listings. And what we have for you this week are six potential candidates. They will all vie for the title Biggest Show Coming to Town this week. So let's run through this list, and then at the end of the list, we're going to vote on which we think is the biggest. All right, candidate number one. Tonight at the Starplex Pavilion, it's Rise Against and the Deftones.
Pretty unfamiliar. Heard of the Deftones.
They were big back in high school for us.
Deftones?
Mm-hmm. Little
who's,
draggy.
Who's Rise Against?
No idea.
Hmm.
Or
we
some
are still with you today.
This is Rise Against.
Oh.
Oh.
It's on.
Not bad.
I like this.
Not exactly great either. It's Rise Against.
Oh.
He would never intro it that way.
Oh. This is so hard to slow dance to. I'm trying.
All right, that's candidate number one, Rise Against and Deftones. Candidate two, biggest show coming to town this week, Wednesday night at the Majestic Theater in downtown Dallas, Melissa Etheridge.
Oh, man. This is a song that Gordo used to beat us with. No, it's not this. I like this song. It was that...
Melissa Etheridge has some great licks.
How did he used to beat us down with that "Come to My Window" song?
I want to think he just would repeat the chorus over and over.
I don't
and
think
over.
So. I never really talked about the song.
No, not this one. The other one.
Oh. She used to be married to Lou Diamond Phillips' ex-wife.
Oh, they're not still married?
I don't think so. Remember
Julie Cypher?
Yeah.
Was that her name?
Melissa Etheridge had children with Lou Diamond Phillips' ex-wife, fathered by David Crosby.
Yes, that's correct.
Who
so they
just went on
up.
Trial for giving girls quaaludes, right? David Crosby? Or is that Bill Crosby?
That's Bill Crosby.
Okay.
Did you stop calling him that?
So Etheridge and Cypher divorced?
I think so. We can check on that. Let me go to lesbiannews.com.
Who got custody of the Crosby kids?
I think David did.
David did.
Yeah, the judge found that the other two were lesbians. And awarded the kids to David Crosby.
I think we've butchered this story. That's what I think.
Hold on.
Melissa Etheridge is now just 56. I would have guessed older.
Yeah.
A lot older.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Melissa Etheridge is no longer in a relationship with Julie Cypher.
Okay.
She apparently is in love with a woman named Linda Willem.
Okay, that's nice.
Who is
wow,
the...
Wow, who is that?
She's undergone what? Treatment for breast cancer, Craig.
Way to go, Craig.
Nice,
but,
Sean.
Sorry, guys.
You know.
Nice.
Didn't she breastfeed a pig?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, it says she and Linda Wallum married in 2014.
Oh, they're married?
Yeah.
She has four children, I guess, with Cypher, named Bailey Jean Cypher, who's not my lover, Johnny Rose Etheridge,
Eric.
Miller Stephen Etheridge, and Beckett Cypher.
I also have an interesting note about her.
Okay.
In a piece with the New York Times, it was revealed that she is currently wearing hearing aids.
I don't think lesbians can get hearing
aids,
can they?
Too much loud music over the years.
All right, that's candidate two. Candidate three, biggest show coming to town this week. This would be on Thursday night at Starplex Pavilion. Rammstein and Hell Yeah. That is the Vinnie Paul band, Hell Yeah. He's a big P1.
Who is Rammstein?
Is this Rammstein's big hit from the aughts?
No, this is the Hell Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Was it Vinnie Paul or the late, great Dimebag Darrell who was brought back to life backstage of a concert?
No, that was Phil Anselm, who was the lead singer of Pantera.
Okay.
I may have his name wrong. Phil Anselmo.
Dead to a gig in 3 days.
Yeah. He OD'd, and they gave him the safe shot. So... comes back to life, and then he gigged like the next night.
That's incredible.
Dead to gig in 3 days.
That is
not even Jesus did that.
That is full throttle.
That is
metal. Yeah. All right, so this is a big metal show. Rammstein.
Rammstein?
Hell yeah. Rammstein sounds like it'd be a favorite band of Dieter's from Sprockets.
Yeah. And here they are, Rammstein.
And also time we listen to Rammstein. Thank you.
All right, that's candidate three.
Here on lead vocals, The Devil with Rammstein.
Candidate four, biggest show coming to town this week. Friday night at Starplex, it's a doubleheader featuring Boston and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
I figured Melissa Etheridge would be involved with the doubleheader.
Again, it's Boston and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. They made their own instruments.
Who, Joan Jett did?
Boston. All of them made their own instruments.
Who's in Boston these days?
Yeah, the lead singer killed himself by grilling inside his bathroom.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
He's got some of that story right.
No, he did. Brad Delp, or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And he went into the bathroom. He wanted to not live anymore, so he goes into the bathroom and he heats up a can of Sterno or something like that. And it gave him carbon dioxide poisoning.
Hmm.
I guess for him, death was more than a feeling. Here's Boston.
Gosh. What's going on?
The hell's that, Jer?
Is Joan Jett out of the closet?
I'm sorry?
What do you mean by that?
I don't believe her husband feels she is, sir.
I mean, has she come forward about her sexual preferences, whatever they may be? Great song.
It is a great song. Yeah. It's a great album. I do think Joan Jett is got the same thing that Melissa Etheridge has.
What's that?
Lesbianism!
The latest update we have on this is from 1994 in an interview with Out Magazine.
Oh.
Not to be confused with Outside Magazine, which I also subscribe to.
Okay, clever reversal.
Jett has consistently refused to either confirm or deny rumors that she is a lesbian or bisexual. So there you have it. That's as recent as 1994.
Wow.
I saw her play about a year ago. She was really good.
But as a lesbian?
With Cheap Trick and who else was there? I was there to see Cheap Trick, but she... Oh, and Heart. Yeah. She was really good.
But did she perform as a lesbian?
I don't know, Gordon. I don't have to separate people like that, like you do.
Just a fellow human people.
To me.
That's I just separate them into the categories of do they turn me on or do they not. Doesn't matter. Gender, race, orientation.
That's candidate four.
Now to vegetarian, says here.
Yeah. Go ahead.
What?
Well, there are several right there on the tee for you. Which one you choose?
I really have no idea what you're talking about.
You go
about.
On the seafood route. You
The what?
You just got a lot of options. So go ahead. Swing away. We're at the driving range.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. This is not the comedy driving range, sir.
Go ahead,
That's the
hack.
Truth. Candidate five, biggest show coming to town this week. Sunday, it's the Outlaw Music Festival at Starplex Pavilion.
Here we go.
Featuring...
She doesn't eat sausage.
Willie Nelson.
Likes her
yep.
pink.
Sheryl Crow.
Yep.
The Avett Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And more.
And more. Well, that's awesome. I've never seen Sheryl Crow. I wouldn't mind seeing her. Sunday, eh? Night or day?
That
day
is
festival?
Information I don't have. I bet it's day and night.
Yeah,
it's a pretty big bill.
Great song here.
You like this or not?
No, this is the biggest beat.
So
this
song.
Might be a day for me.
Really?
You don't mind this song so much.
Huh.
It's not her best.
She's pretty good looking. She's like over 60 or something.
Yeah, she's getting close.
Is she?
I don't know, about 60, but...
She's early 50s.
Oh, she's early 50s. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Once again, my apologies to the Sheryl Crow family. There's the devil.
At 55.
Well, that isn't young.
Wait till you get 55.
That sounds pretty young.
Yeah, she looks great. At least in this picture.
Oh, this picture was made when she was 25.
Why not say it was taken when she was 25? Why'd you say this picture was made when she was 25?
Didn't she date like Marco Pantani or one of those tour winners?
She dated Lance Armstrong.
Okay. Well, I was proven right.
He was one of many she dated.
Oh, really?
She made
Why do you
rounds.
Say it that way?
Well, because she made the rounds. She dated Luke Wilson or Owen Wilson or both.
You have to tie it a 2x4 to your ass to keep from falling in. Here's Sheryl Crow.
Oh. Ace Carl's playing there, too. I like him.
She also dated Kid Rock. Remember that?
Yeah.
That is true.
I'm a big, gigantic, large Avett Brothers fan.
You are.
I think they're worth the show alone. Anytime you can see Willie Nelson, right? And Sheryl Crow, legends in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big show.
Yep.
Willie's going to mail it in.
Of course he is.
He's 84. Give him a break.
Well,
it may look like he's mailing it in, but he's working his tail off.
Hey, instead of playing 30 songs at double speed, just play 15 of them the proper way.
He'll do fine.
How about he give us a break?
What?
Why doesn't he give us a break?
What's weird about that?
All right, and finally, candidate number six, biggest show coming to town this week.
By the way, she also dated Eric Clapton.
Told you.
Wow.
Monday night at the American Airlines Center, the great Roger Waters.
Charlie's brother.
No. Hey, I saw Charlie the other night.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
I miss Charlie. He's
doing fine.
Did he ask about me?
No.
Not really.
No one ever asks about you when I see him.
Nobody?
No.
I'm nobody.
He's going to be playing songs from all the big Pink Floyd albums. I would really like to see this show.
Dang, he's 73. Remembering
games. Yes, and he doesn't mail it in as bad as Willie.
You don't know that. Got to keep the loonies on the
path. All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week.
That's not the lead.
Oh, man, why does he have that guitar in there? That sounds bad.
Is it candidate number one? Tonight at Starplex, Rise Against and the Deftones. Candidate two, Thursday at the Majestic, Melissa Etheridge. Candidate 3, Thursday at Starplex, Rammstein and Hell Yeah. Candidate 4, Friday at Starplex, Boston and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Sunday, the Outlaw Music Festival at Starplex with Willie Nelson, Sheryl Crow, and the Avid Brothers. Or Candidate 6, Monday at the AAC Roger Waters, George.
Say Willie's big festival.
Gordo.
The woman who made me believe in dinosaurs, Melissa Etheridge.
Yet another wasted vote.
No.
Sean?
Roger Waters.
Not going to ask me which dinosaur?
Which one?
I don't know if I can say it on the air. Get ready to
then
dump
don't.
It.
Don't.
Okay.
Her favorite dinosaur is the Lickalotopus.
You can say that. I've never heard of that
species. I'm leaving the show. I'd like to announce here today on June 27th that I'm leaving the show.
I found some very suggestive fossils.
You're the biggest hack.
Jared, did you vote?
I haven't voted yet, but Roger Waters.
Okay. Fernando.
Outlaw Music.
Boy, I hate to vote against Roger Waters because I worship the guy, but the star power is they got a deeper field at the Outlaw Music Festival, so I'll go with that as well. So 3 votes, 2-1. Biggest show, Starplex on Sunday, Outlaw Music Festival, Willie Nelson, Sheryl Crow, the Avid Brothers, and more.